Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part six of a seven-part series on the subject of healing. This is God's will for all mankind. And we're doing topic eight called the prayer of faith. If you are a minister of the gospel, you can speak to the church or speak to somebody and ask them to place their hands on the part of their body and pray in agreement with you. You pray like this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to every sickness and every disease, every infirmity, every evil spirit that would torment your mind and cause you trouble, every addiction, every drug addiction, every alcohol addiction, and any kind of perverted lifestyle that you want to be free from. I bind these things and render them harmless and ineffective and command them to leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to receive your healing and your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus, be whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing now. Begin to thank God and praise Him for receiving your healing. Believe that you receive it now. Even though you can't see it, by faith receive what you've just been prayed for. The minister is also in the name of Jesus to say, I speak to all sicknesses and all diseases, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to the blind eyes, be opened in the name of Jesus. I speak to all deaf ears, be open and be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak to people's tongues, be loosed in the name of Jesus. I speak to all heart problems, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to kidneys, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to livers, be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to limbs to grow in the name of Jesus. I speak to all tumors to die and the spirit of life to go in Jesus' name. I speak to blood diseases, be healed in Jesus' name. I bind and come against every curse, every spiritual oppression, be loosed and be set free in Jesus' name. The second method of healing is to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover, according to Mark chapter 16, verse 18. Put a healing line there and then lay hands upon each sick person and in the name of Jesus, declare, in Jesus' name, receive your healing. Be healed. This is God's will for the believer, for the church. We are to lay hands upon the sick and pray and command sickness out of their body and command healing into their body in Jesus' name. When you are doing a healing line and you're laying hands upon people, you do not pray and say, Father, will you heal this person? That is not what God wants. God wants the believer to command healing into that person, to command sickness and disease to go. We don't say, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you heal this person? We say, no, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing, be healed. That's what a believer is meant to do. We are to walk in the authority and walk by faith. God has done everything to remove sickness and disease and to bring into healing, but he needs the believer to lay hands upon the sick and command healing into that person, command sickness and disease out of that person. The next part will be part seven, which is the last part, and that topic will be number nine, hold on to your healing after you receive it. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me through the healing series. It's important that you have a full understanding of how healing is for mankind. Thank you for being with me and God bless.